7:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We welcome to our studios Academy Award nominated screenwriter, novelist, former head of Pajamas Media, my former boss at PJTV, and now the senior editor at the Epoch Times, Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. I'm actually up this morning. I don't know why.
By the way, I bring greetings from Jenny Beth Martin. We interviewed her, Jenny Beth Martin, the founder of Tea Party Patriots. Of course, it was actually you set up the arrangement for the first time that all the Tea Party folks met back in April of 2009. That was 13 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Everything is sounding so long ago.
I know. No. But you out in L.A., you flew us all out, and we had several programs about the Tea Party movement. That's the first time I met Jenny Beth Martin. She sends you her very best regards.
Where is she now?
She's in Atlanta running Tea Party Patriots.
Not that part of it.
She told me that she's given this year so far 57 speeches. So out there and pushing the constitutional populist conservative agenda. Roger, now, you are, I think, the one of the most popular, if not the most popular, columnist at Epoch Times, a great news outlet. I got to tell you, apparently, Roger, the spirit of Dr. Seuss has resurrected, and you've got a story coming out. Listen to this, folks. N is for non-binary. T is for trans.
Well, you know, that, it turns out, is a local story because it came to me by folks here in Williamson County.
Williamson County? What the? Isn't Williamson County the best public school system in the state of Tennessee?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Republican heaven.
Except
for the schools, because the thing that these folks were complaining about is that there was a book on their kindergartners' iPad. You know, kids take iPads home from school now.
I think some take iPads, some take Google Chromes.
Yeah, but it's the same difference.
They take them home for the weekend, right?
Yeah. Or,
they use them during school.
No, sometimes it depends on what grade they're in. Sometimes it's daily. But anyway, they opened this up and it said they had something called the ABCs. The ABCs.
The ABCs?
The ABCs.
Not the ABCs.
No,
for a kindergartner.
This is for kindergartners.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And and so things are like N is for binary and T is for trans. I know Dr. Seuss, of course, has been drummed out of the literature by the left. So, if I ran the zoo, said Gerald McGrew, I'd be binary too.
That's very good, Roger.
Well, I write for a living. Anyway, and with none of the success of Dr. Seuss, although I've only been canceled.
More of your books are in print than his these days.
Yeah,
apparently.
Although I was canceled by Facebook. That's true. Just happened 2 days ago. And they won't tell me why, but I don't care. So further rhetoric in this thing is C is needless to say for coming out, and D is for drag.
This is for kindergartners.
Yeah, this is
on the iPads of kindergartners in Williamson County Public Schools.
All of them, yes. Well, until yesterday when it was discovered, and they went to the authorities there, and they went, oops. And they removed it. But
it's been removed now.
Yeah, it got removed in a hurry, I guess, out of embarrassment. But why it got there in the first place is something people ought to think about.
Wow. How did it get there in the first place?
Well, they bought an app, and the app, I think it's called, it's in my article.
Epoch, I think.
Epoch,
yeah. Epoch, right?
Yeah, the app is called Epoch, and that app has 40,000 books on it. Oh, so they couldn't possibly have vetted them. I mean, it's ridiculous. There may be more things just as absurd as ABC on there. And
okay, so this is for kindergartners. It's been removed now, but it was up there. And the ABCs include C is for coming out,
yeah.
D is for drag, N is for non-binary, T is for trans.
Yeah.
This is what every kindergartner in Williamson County was exposed to until
guess
yesterday.
Guess what B is for? You'll never guess. It's for bi.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, they include doggerel along with it. So when B is for bye, you can shout it out loud. I like boys and girls, and that makes me proud.
This is for kindergartners.
Yeah, well, ages 4 through 8, it says on the book.
Oh,
so, you know, it goes up to the third grade.
Well, let's have at least they had the good sense to remove it.
Yes.
What else is out there?
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll have more with Roger Simon when we come back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.